Alright, this is going out to Zydeco Joe the Dancer this morning out there kicking the ducks around or something, trying to run them from their nest. That was Dr. Gene Morris this morning. All right, Tuck, good morning to you. Hopefully it's all going well. You and Pat up there in Big Oblin this morning. Betty Lou, is that you? About a little girl that I met in my dream.
like a Betty Lou. She was so fine. She's the kind of girl that stays on your mind.
Crazy old dream.
Bye.
Yeah.
Sing it, Leo. Sing it, Leo Thomas from Elton, Louisiana. Mr. Fashion himself. Bozo Chavis coming up right now. All right, Don, I know you like this kind of boozoo stuff. You go on and dance a little bit. Watch him, Pat. Morning, Chief. How you doing this morning? Hopefully it's all going well. I'm sure you're out there with the rest of the family having a great time at the Yamalee this morning. Speaking to Chief Guillory this morning. Dustin, you got him in control over there. Okay, racing in Metro Swallow today, and also on the 20th, we're getting ready to get a caravan together to go to the Sulky Racing on July the 20th in Metro Swallow. So if you're planning on going and would like to go, keep listening. We're going to tell you where we're going to meet, and on the 20th, that's Saturday early afternoon, we're going to head to Metro Swallow. That was some Boozoo Chavis, and we're going to do another one with Justin just a few minutes.
What are we going to do with
but anyway.
Keith Frank is going to be over at Slim's Waikiki.
Okay.
Tonight. And he's going to be doing nothing but old school music.
Old school Zydeco tonight.
That's
Keith
what he's
going
to be doing. Keith Frank's going to be over at Slim's. Now, tomorrow evening at 1 o'clock. Leroy Thomas is going to be over at Vermilionville, the best dance floor you can ever find in this area.
Oh, yeah, they got a great dance floor. Just wear some leather shoes.
Beautiful atmosphere.
Yep.
And, you know, of course, you're going to have Zydeco Joe is going to be there.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, he's planning on heading to Le Beau.
All right.
Going to see the other man, the mayor of Le Beau.
Oh, yeah. Gene?
Gene.
Chambers.
Chambers. Yeah. Good morning, Gene Chambers, if you're listening this morning.
I'm going to take a ride in. We're going to have to take a ride there and visit Gene. We say that all the time.
Yeah, but, I mean, it don't pay to go over there and watch a man when that woman is chastising him and stuff like that.
You know?
So we have to call first.
Yeah.
So
he can be sitting on the porch.
So he could at least, you know, not be so shameful.
Meet us at Stella's.
Oh, meet us at Stella's. Yeah, he could do that. Meet us around the corner. We ain't going to go to his house. We're going to call and say, meet us over here.
No, Ms. Chambers, we just joking.
Oh, she knows.
We know you. Gene is the boss of the house.
Yeah, we know that. And he always say it, and he has your permission to say it.
That's right.
That's how they go.
And there's this young man from, I think it's Battison, that called from Lake Charles. I think if I mispronounce your name, sir, I apologize
Battison.
For that. Yeah, from Lake Charles. He's a transplanter
a
while now. Transplanter.
Oh, I thought you said he was a transplant.
He moved there, and so
from where?
He didn't say. He didn't say where he moved from, but he's been in Lake Charles for quite a few years, so he considered himself a Louisianian.
Oh, okay.
And a Lake Charlesian.
Oh, okay.
How would you say that anyway?
What, Lake Charlesian? You said it right.
And he wanted to know about the cut that Coral Day is going to be putting out called A Part-Time Woman Need a Full-Time Man.
Part-Time Woman Need a Full-Time Man.
That's right.
Sound like the man getting cheated.
No,
man, a part-time woman, she going to just be there part-time. But he got to stay. I know. He got to stay. Look, I had a guy call this morning, John, and I just want to tell you this. I had a guy call in this morning. Mm-hmm. I said, man, what you doing? Just woke up? Yeah, just got up. I said, well, why don't you get up and do something? I said, what you going to do today? Oh, there's nothing to do. I said, there's nothing to do. I said, why don't you get out of the bed? I said, go sweep your living room. No, first I said, why don't you go outside, cut the grass? Oh, it's too hot to cut the grass.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, then when you're in the house, then why don't you get your broom, sweep your house, then mop your house, you know, get your bucket, fix your water. I said, oh, you can dust. I said, and you say you ain't got nothing to do? I bet there's a lot to do. I said, it's not that there's not a lot to do. There's just a lot you don't want to do. You're right. I just don't want to do nothing.
He admitted.
Yeah, he didn't want to do nothing. There's plenty to do. Oh, ain't nothing to do. There's always something to do.
Oh, yeah. There was something I was supposed to ask you, and I forgot.
The answer is no.
No, it wasn't an answer of yes or no.
Okay.
It was an explanation, I think. And I can't remember exactly what it is. But anyway,
okay, we'll come back.
Let me say to Ronald Broussard, good morning to him. And Yo, by the way.
Good morning, Yo.
And the Lewis family.
Okay.
And I need to say hello to Kennedy Green, my cousin. Kennedy, it's good to hear from you.
Good
to see you. And my cousin Noir.
Noir.
Gilbert Broussard on Angelo Street and his wife. And just say good morning to all of you.
Yeah, why are you listening?
And this time of the year, too, we got to remember that cotton is blooming at this time of the year. And we're getting ready to. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of bolt that's going to be hanging on the cotton. And so we'll be.
Break a boat, throw it away. Break a boat, throw it away. Break a boat, throw it away. Less cotton to pick.
And two, still I'm not too sure about.
What?
Chopping cotton and hoeing is the same thing.
Well, if y'all call it chopping, we hold it.
No, we hold it.
Well, what's the chopping?
No, you said.
I didn't say chopping.
You said chopping. We chop cotton.
We hold
now,
the
we
cotton.
We hold cotton.
No, we hold cotton. Say chopping. No, we hold the cotton.
All right. Okay.
Now, we cut the stalk so we wouldn't have less, so we'd have less cotton to pick.
That's right.
Some of us did.
Some of us did.
And I sounded a little guilty, but it's a possibility. It's true. Also, let me tell you, John, and I know you and I, we talked about off the air, and we're getting us a little caravan together to go to Metro Swallow on July the 20th.
July the 20th.
We're going to the Sulky Racings in Metro Swallow. Rain, sleet, snow, or shine on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay.
After we do the show, we probably leave about 1 o'clock, and we'll probably try and meet over at the opposite at 1 o'clock. We'll meet there about 1 o'clock. We're leaving at 1:15. Ain't no if and buts. 1:15, we're rolling. And we're going to Metro Swallow, and it's probably about an hour ride. Go out there and enjoy ourselves with Andrew Cesar and all the people in the area. And we're just going to go out there and have a great time. So if you would like to go, just meet us at Albertson. You can call
you. Albertson on.
Albertson right there on the. On
the thruway.
On.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Luisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Well, I guess we're back, but just to finish that, we're going to try to get together, and that's going to be at Albertson on I-49 or whatever you want to call it, the Thruway or I-49 or whatever, and that's where we're going to meet you.
That's a good thing. I want to say before we go to music,
okay,
we're going to dedicate something to 1963 Paul Bourg graduate celebrating their high school reunion.
Oh, really?
At Holiday Inn. At the Holiday
this Home, weekend.
Right, this weekend.
1963 graduates.
1963 graduates. And they're listening to us right now. They're setting up over at Holiday Inn to have that big celebration.
Well, congratulations.
50 years.
I'd like 50
to see,
years.
I'd like to see what they look like.
The thing is, will they see you? Just kidding.
Look,
what? They should have known.
Yeah.
See, anyway.
But
that should be a beautiful reunion.
Yeah.
You know, 50 years. I'm talking about. Are you the one? You're not that same one that with the first grade used to sit next to me. Yes, I am. Are you really? That is true. I mean,
you remember,
50 years.
You remember I was a little scrawny somebody, and y'all used to beat me up
y'all
on the way home.
Y'all used to beat me up?
And yeah, I was on the home, and I said, I'm going to fix you now. And they said, look at him now. He done gained weight.
Brand new guy.
Yeah, brand new.
So y'all going to see a bunch of new people that you never saw before. I bet you that.
Increasing waistline?
They will have a little bit. But 50 years since 50, so they would all be about what? No, that wouldn't be too bad. 50 years?
Well, you know, you were, what, plus 17, 18?
50 years since
18,
they graduated. So
you're looking
so
at 68, 70 years old.
Oh, yeah, John. So
but, you know,
that should be a great group. Oh, yeah, that should be a lot of memories.
They got a basketball team that they're putting together.
How big is the court?
And a football
team.
Football team that they want to put together. They're going to do a little scrimmage.
When that's going to be?
On the picnic ground.
They're going to have a scrimmage.
They're going to have a scrimmage.
Ladies and gentlemen, we must go.
And they're going to wear that little shorts that they wore, them, you know, the little scrimmage that they
that
will
really be interesting.
Yes.
Let me tell you what. The mind and the body don't always stay together.
They all agree together.
The mind says we can do it. And I know some of them was out there exercising this morning, stretching and stuff. And the wives are complaining, you're not going out there. Oh, yeah, I'm going out there. I can do this.
I can do this. The
mind
says.
The mind say you can.
But the body
says. The body say, okay.
What do you think?
Let's go try this. I'm going to show you. You think we can do it?
I'm going to have to take a ride.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be like, come on, feet.
Get up. Move.
the top part of the body goes, but the bottom just stays in one place. So I wish all of you luck. Do they have any doctors
I would think they have.
They probably have a couple of doctors.
Yeah.
If not doctors, if y'all need if y'all need some business, go out there to the park and watch this action. That ought to be real fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be like a steel shot.
Yeah, look,
you will be able to see every move.
You're stuck in molasses. That's what it's gonna be like that.
You can't move. I mean, it's gonna be a slow motion game.
The mind says, "Let's go."
Yeah, and the ball is not gonna get where you
say,
Do what? Yeah, right. Okay.
All right.
So where they gonna do that at?
They got a picnic ground, you know, in the back.
In the back of?
The Holiday Inn.
Oh, so that's where they're going to be?
Yeah, they got a picnic ground where we had our family reunion there. You know, we
okay,
didn't,
so there's
we
a
didn't
picnic.
Engage in
oh,
that.
So how big was the picnic ground? About big like the studio?
Yeah, about big like the studio.
Oh, yeah, they can play there. Just throw, not, they sit not, down and do it.
It's not half court. It's not half court. No, 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 no.
What is it? Half of a half of a half of a court?
Yeah.
It's a small court.
Yeah, that's
oh, okay.
Just a little.
Do they do it sitting down at the table?
No, but you know, they got to get the linemen. They got to remember that, how they used to get down as a defense.
I can see them getting down. Okay.
And the quarterback.
Get a three-point stand. Okay. That's hut.
Huh? I can't hear you. I got a cramp.
Man, that ladies and gentlemen, such a beautiful time.
Anyway,
I wish
happy
them well.
Anniversary to
yeah,
all
happy
of
anniversary.
You.
Man, that's a great thing. That is.
Are we just joking? They do not have a scrimmage now.
No, okay.
Yeah.
But that would have been interesting. But that's good, because I tell you what. Slow motion football.
I know the guy who just called me there laughing.
Oh, Lord. But that should be interesting. I think that, yeah, pick him up.
And then they got, you know, the little cheerleaders.
Oh, now that would be good.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, one, two.
They just say they're jumping up. Them little kids getting them little skirts.
That ought to be a beautiful thing.
We're laughing, but it's all fun. Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, KRVS, every Saturday morning, we're here for you. We're going to be here until 12 noon with more Zydeco and entertainment, and nothing we say is a lie. Everything we say is true.
That's right, just like the big barbecue.
Yep, just like the big barbecue that's coming on over there with all
Charles
that food
Street.
On St. Charles Street. All right, let's continue. More Zydeco. And don't forget, we'll get right back and we'll talk a little bit more about the Sarkey Racing and tell them what it is, and then we can get it going.
in the wood now. Hey, toi, fais attention. Come on, get your hands together like this now. Say, ow! Say, ow! Hey, toi, we're going way back down in the wood now, Joe. We're going way back down in the swamp now. Hey, toi, fais attention. Aïe! Yeah.
Yeah, this is going out. This next election is for the... Now, we're going to send something out for the family. We don't normally do that. Them Butes.
No, they, I don't know how you... Why'd you answer the phone?
Yeah, them Butes up there in Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Mm. Them again.
Them again.
Them again.
Yeah.
They're always calling. They always want
something. Yeah, they
want
to hear something by J.J. Collier.
J.J. Collier.
But next time I come to Houston, they're going to have to cook for me.
That's what I'm talking about, John.
Now, that's the only reason why they promised to cook.
Oh, they're going to cook?
They promised to cook.
They promised to cook. Okay.
They're going to cook some ham hocks.
John.
And some.
Make sure when you go to eat.
Yes.
Go in the trash can and see where they bought that stuff at. As much as they come to Florida houses and eat, I don't know if they can cook. You know, do you think they can cook?
Well, you know
take
what
a chance. Take a chance.
But you know what they do. Let me tell you. When they come to Florida, that car is high in the back. But when they leave Florida, it's low to the ground.
Oh, yeah, it's a low rider. They leave as a low rider.
They load up, going back
and Florida going to
so
put
it. So it's okay.
Yeah, but that's
it's
a beautiful thing because Florida sure going to put it in there. They got it.
I talked to
Florida. Florida called this morning. He's in town, was working at his building there. Yeah, he had some stuff going on over there. He's working on some
equipment. Well, he's supposed to be having cowboys do some time there.
Well, good, then. We got to make that one of these evenings.
Yeah,
all right, then. Going to the Butes.
In Houston, Texas. Good morning to
in
all
Houston,
of you.
Houston,
Texas. Good to hear from you.
And this is J.J. Collier on his new CD, I Can Give You What You Want. Mm-hmm. Another way
what are we playing? What are we playing right now?
They Can Give You What You Want. That's the name of the CD. And we're going to play I'm All Alone.
Go ahead.
Oh, moi, c'est moi tout seul. Non, plus rien. Non. Et le monde ne vient pas à moi. Ils m'ont quitté à ce les petits. Ils ont fait jongler. Quand je vais mourir, ils veulent tout que tu aches ça.
Oh, oui.
J.J. Collier. Leave them ducks alone, Zydeco Joe.
Bring it back!
All right, this is going out to Zydeco Joe up in Opelousas this morning, the duck plucking, kicking, ducking Maine. Say good morning to my family this morning. Bobby, Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marla this morning. Good morning to you, Andrew, bon matin. All right, Bow Down Club, this is going out for you. I know you thought I forgot about you, but I didn't. All the Zydeco Webbers, good morning to you. Hopefully everything is going well for you as we get ready to close out. We got about 5 minutes left, but don't go nowhere.
I just want to say good morning to my sons, John and Joey. John over in Houston, Texas. Joey's flying someplace. And I just want to say good morning to all of you. And also, we want to say good morning to Madame Patassa.
Madame Patassa.
Yeah. We haven't heard from her for a while.
You see.
And we just want to say good morning to you.
Oh, yeah.
And also the tree man over there in Karen Crook. Good morning to you. Hope you don't fall out of the tree now.
Oh, he's a tree man?
Yeah, he's a tree man.
Okay.
You got to be careful when you climb the tree now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fall and slip. You remember?
Oh, yep.
Remember what Buzu said, huh?
Don't forget, Le Beau Zydeco Festival going on today, starting at 12:30, Leon Chavis, Step Rito at 2:30, Gino at 4:30, Lil Nate at 6:30, and Chris Alderman will close out at 8:30. Rain or shine, they will have the 23rd annual Le Beau Zydeco Festival. So bring your umbrella, bring your chair, and just hang out. Take your shoes off.
Yeah.
Walk in the mud. Let the mud go through your toes. Just be country for today.
There's the best healing for toe cheese. I'll let you know this coming Saturday about it. Anyway, you've been listening to Zydeco Son Pasale since 8 o'clock this morning.
Some toe cheese. I heard a toe cheese. I never heard a toe cheese.
I'll tell you about toe cheese later on. Not today. I'm just letting you know that you've been listening to Zydeco San Pasale on 88.7 FM. And this is KRVS. And we'll be back here this coming Saturday at 8 a.m. until 12 noon. MC and JB. And we'll don't forget to stay tuned for Herman Fuseli.
Right behind
us. Right
don't
behind
go
us.
Don't go nowhere.
He's going to be playing something about quit kicking that dog.
Yeah, but John,
all that kind of stuff.
You're talking about toe cheese. I've seen some feet that toe cheese wouldn't even tackle. Toe cheese said, no,
nope.
I'm going to catch the next one. These I'm not going
to
mess with. What? You ain't never seen no ugly feet?
Oh, man.
They got some.
I tell you what. Sometimes they got some people just don't know how to clip that toe.
Well, you know, a lot of time, I don't think they step in water. I don't know what it is. Some of them just don't like to wash them things.
Can you imagine?
Feet are supposed to be washed. It's a part of your body.
Well, hell, we used to do that when we were small.
What? That's the only part of the body you made sure you...
That's the only part
I don't know why.
Our parents made sure that you
wash your
feet. Your feet before you go to bed. And you had grass all over your body.
But their feet, they always had to have the feet clean.
That's right.
I don't know what it is.
We're going to talk about that.
But anyway, that's another subject.
Yeah, how much time we have left?
We got about 3 minutes left.
Anyway. Okay, good. And don't forget Leroy Thomas over at Vermilionville.
Right.
Keith Frank over at Slim's tonight.
Yeah, Tony didn't call this morning. He must be super busy getting ready for the night.
Yeah,
so it should be a good production tonight over
and
at
Lola
Slim's.
Love. We want to say good morning to Lola Love.
Good morning, Lola Love.
Hopefully it's all going well. California.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to let Cliff take us out.
Yep.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.